intended. You mentioned the aversion and the other unskillful qualities bringing to any action, including a suicide. But we live in a time where there are these medical prolonging of life.
Yeah.
And so I was wondering about maybe a serious practitioner who at least is of the opinion he or she's, you know, lived a full life and has a peaceful mind and is letting go of that.
Yeah.
And thinks about the expense and all kinds of considerations of this very expensive, say, medical care.
Yeah.
And it's, and let's say it's within the law to refuse this particular set of machines and procedures. Then would one have to just really be honest about the cultivation of one's mind state? Right? I'm, you know, am I averse or am I not clinging and that kind
of
thing?
Yeah, yeah. And yeah, I mean, there's a practicality there too. I mean, because there's, medically or medical science side, and there's a gazillion things that you can be doing. And, you know, hospitals are really happy to do that because they make more money on it.
Right.
But it's, you know, is it practical? Is it useful? Is it beneficial to anybody? And certainly the just that time of relinquishing and letting go is again, there's a fine line. You need to investigate it oneself, but there is a, you know, say an appropriateness to just the letting that. And that's like why say in the monastery, most of us, many of us, especially us older ones, who you know, we have medical directives saying that no artificial, life support and things like that, because it's if it's not spelled out, then hospitals are obligated, out of fear of lawsuit, to be, you know, taking extraordinary measures and just prolonging life because it is life. But there is a balance where you say that's time to go.
I think this is really important to clarify,
yeah,
that there is a very significant distinction between refusing life, artificial life support, and actively taking one's life through, you know, some sort of substance that kills yourself or has somebody else do it. Very, very strong distinction between those two, and even that's controversial these days. Coming in into more Buddhist discussions, even people's sense that they should have a moral right to take their own life through active means. So it's a very long discussion, but there is that. Oh, it's very, very strong now.
Oh, I have no idea that was even possible in Buddhist.
Sure.
Well,
well,
I guess anything's possible.
Anything's possible as long as you got people.